Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everybody to be happy, yeah. Or at the very least, let me be clear. I don't really care if everybody is happy. It doesn't keep me up at night, but I don't wish for people to be unhappy. Yes. Like, I know people who, like, wish bad things on other people, and they actually hope, like, I hope that guy loses his job, or I hope that guy's wife leaves him. I don't wish that about anybody. There are people I don't care for, and lots of people I don't care about, but I don't spend a lot of time wishing anything bad on them. If they're happy, it's perfectly fine with me. And John Martin included.
Yes.
Story number four.
Story number four. Oh, we got a big tennis match tonight.
We do. I'm looking forward to this one.
Did you see they moved it back? It was supposed to be at 6 o'clock Central, which I think translated to like 11 a.m. in Melbourne. So they pushed it back now to 9 p.m. Central. So it'll be, I think, on ESPN2 after USC Arizona State. And I guess that translates to around 2 in the afternoon in Melbourne. It is Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka semifinal in the women's singles at the Australian Open. And I got bad news for you, Big Bet Bennett.
What's up?
Serena is an even bigger underdog now than she was this time yesterday. Yesterday, Naomi Osaka was minus 150 on that money line. Now it's minus 185. It's not looking good for Serena.
It's not looking good, but I mean, the bet's placed. So.
Oh, you're locked in.
Yeah, we're ready to roll.
You're locked in.
Let's go, Serena.
I'm genuinely fired up for this. I mean, listen, this is the greatest women's tennis player of all time, two wins away from her 24th Grand Slam singles title at the age of 39 after becoming a mother. It is an incredible story. Like, if you think Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl at 43 is incredible, you're right. It is. But I would argue Serena Williams winning an individual sport, a Grand Slam, at the age of 39 after becoming a mother is more incredible, much more difficult, and she's just two wins away from it. So I'm going to watch it tonight. Like, I don't know what I'll do between 6 and 9 o'clock, but at 9 o'clock my focus will be on Australia, Naomi Osaka, Serena Williams in the Australian Open semifinals. Jeff Calkins up next.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
Your sports radio vaccine.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience, plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. You know, the seasons are changing and spring is almost around the corner. Give us a call today at 388-0852 or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com to get the best prices of the season on your termite and mosquito programs.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
So what if you made the rules? You'd probably make ice cream mandatory for breakfast, maybe decide mullets were fashionable again, and if you were in charge of your wireless plan, you'd most likely do something to save yourself a bunch of money. Well, you're in luck, because when you get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together, you can save up to $300 a year on your wireless bill. And with Xfinity Mobile, you can choose the perfect data option for each person using it, from unlimited to shared data or a mix of each, all on one plan. Hey, you're making the rules here. Get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together for just $40 a month. You'll get internet for 12 months with a one-year agreement and mobile with our 1 gig wireless data option. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay-ins. 2/21/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Xfinity Internet required.
Back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Keep yourselves and our families safe. It's never been more on our minds than it is right now. Yes, there is good news on the vaccination front, but still need to be cautious. Careful. And the best way to do that is to get you a bottle of Germ Ready. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. One pump, that's it. One pump, rub it in for 30 seconds, you are good. Then Germ Ready is killing 99.99% of all germs. And the best part is that Germ Ready is going to keep killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. Why is that great? Should be obvious, but if you do not know, here's why. You've been carrying around hand sanitizer. Less perfect hand sanitizer for nearly a year now, maybe longer. And you put it on, and 30 minutes later, you feel like you need to put it on again. And 45 minutes after that, you feel like you need to put it on again. You will know that with Germ Ready, you don't have to do that. You're going to be protected for up to 6 hours after that initial application. So it is much more convenient. Also fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free. It is safe for all skins. It's available Amazon.com for just $10. Go to Amazon.com. Go into that search engine. Type in Germ Ready Hand Sanitizer. It'll pop right up. Buy a bottle, buy five bottles. Make sure to visit the website, germready.com. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web, germready.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
All right, enough is enough. Enough is enough with the snow. Enough's enough.
I was about to say the F word.
I was like, whoa.
I kind of said it softly. It's like I'm looking out the window right now. It's like ridiculous.
It's not.
This could be a really snowy day in Buffalo. This is flipping insane.
Like it won't stop. I've got workers here at my house do it home. I don't know if they're going to be able to go home. They might have to spend the night with me. What if I?
Oh yeah, I guess they got there. Was a little break, and they got there. No, there's no question. Like this is as bad as it's ever been the whole time. Like it will not stop. And now it's big, kind of fat flakes, and it's snow upon snow. You know, it is. I think you're right. I think enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Okay. So how about this? I got my entire family home last night. Mm-hmm. And then
that
these maniacs.
That was good. Nice of you. You finally went to get your kid, right?
Then these maniacs, they wanted to leave again today. listen to this. Tell me how I should handle this. And come down on the right side of this argument, all right? Failed me last time.
Sorry, I apologize. I was kind of I was a fence sitter last time.
I haven't stopped hearing about that. As soon as I walked downstairs after doing that show, Kelly was like, hey, Tone, tomorrow's show, can you take some more of our disagreements to Jeff and see how he feels about them? Okay, here's one. So I'm sitting upstairs. It's 3:45. I'm in my office trying to, you know, last-minute touches, getting ready for the show. Oliver comes back up, and he says, Dad, can we go back to Quinn's house to go sledding again? And I said, what? And he said, Mom said it would be up to you. And I was like, that's the awful thing for parents to do to each other. Like, well, it's up to Mom to be the bad person or up to Dad to be the bad person. And I said, Mom said it's up to me. And she said, she said it's up to you. And I said, okay, let's go downstairs and talk about it. So I went downstairs. Her family's gathered. And I said, what is this about? Like, you're really wanting to leave again in this weather? I was like, because she had just left to go get a prescription fill. The pharmacy was closed, completely closed, because the pharmacy didn't want their employees having to drive home in this. And I was like, did you not take that as a hint that maybe it's not good to drive? Like, the CVS decided they can't drive in this, and now we're trying to get out again? And she said, see, Oliver, I told you we can't go because it'll make your dad mad.
Oh,
No.
And I said, hold up. The reason not to go isn't because I would be upset. The reason not to go is because it's dangerous and reckless to go. They're saying don't drive unless it's necessary. And going to Quinn's house for the second straight day is by definition unnecessary. It would be like if Oliver said, hey, Mom, can I go stand on the roof? And you said, no, you don't do that because it'll make your dad upset. The answer is you don't do that because it's dangerous. You don't need to be on the roof. Who's right and who's wrong, Jeff?
Well, first of all, I think we have to declare some very clear marital disconduct here on her part. Not that kind of misconduct, but some marital disconduct. First of all, the whole it's up to your dad, that only is actually the right way to go about things if she really means to leave it up to you. Like, if she really means to leave it up, if it's just a setup, and then for you to get whacked with the C, it's going to make your dad mad. That was not the right way to address that. That is setting you up for failure right there. Right?
I was set up for failure.
I think you were set up for failure there. Now, as to the merits of the case, she just got him home. What was the argument for sending him back?
They just honest to God, I think to go knee boarding. It was just like that.
But was it going to be an overnight thing again, or was someone going to? What was going to? Who was
no,
gonna
it
drive
was going to. It was.
Gonna,
it was going to be drive there, her and the little guys, enjoy kneeboarding and sledding, and then come back.
Had she driven them previously? Did she go get them? Had she been out on the roads?
She was just out on. She went and got Oliver yesterday. Then she left here earlier today to go get a prescription
with the four-wheel drive Land Rover.
Yes.
How far? I gotta tell you. How far?
Okay, so CVS is right by her store. Her plan was I feel in the middle of this, I feel like I'm oversharing a little bit. But it's all the truth. Her plan was to go to CVS, pick up a prescription, then go to her store because she has tons of online orders that need to be filled. People aren't shopping in person, but they're, you know, online still works.
Good for her.
And so when she got to CVS, it was literally closed. There's nobody there, and the reason is obvious. We want our employees to get home before the weather gets too bad. And so she from that concluded, well, maybe I just need to come on home as well and not go to the store and wait for it to get worse and then try to drive home. And I said, that is a good idea, because I'm sure any Aiden and Ollie customer would be understanding if their products get there a day later than they anticipated, because we're in the middle of a snowfall unlike anything we've seen since 1985. So she came back home. Got back here and said, ooh, the roads are getting really bad out there. And I swear to God, it wasn't 30 minutes later where she had Oliver asking me if they could leave again.
What happened?
I think they're still here. I don't know. I'm upstairs.
Oh, they didn't leave.
Yeah, I don't think – I think ultimately everybody came down on the side of –
I think it's probably best. I'll be honest. I think it's probably best not to leave, because right now you also don't know – Like, if you left yesterday, you knew what the conditions were, and they weren't changing particularly, right? They were they were what they were, and you could decide on them or not. Now, if you leave and go somewhere, there's more snow falling, and the conditions can be very different when you try to come back from kneeboarding than when you head out to kneeboarding. So I think you were prudent in this one. I think you were correct in this one.
Okay, now let me ask you about this. I'm just kidding. Why can't the Grizzlies beat the Pelicans?
What's amazing is when you watch that game last night, you wonder how they'll ever beat the Pelicans, A, and you wonder how the Pelicans lost to Detroit, Chicago, and Dallas, B. Like, it makes no sense.
When you watch the Grizzlies play the Pelicans, you wonder how they're ever going to beat the Pelicans, and you wonder why everybody else beats the Pelicans.
Exactly right. Like, they just got bullied last night. It was an extraordinary show. And with all due respect, like, I don't know the right answer to the over the long haul, who's going to be the better player, Zion Williamson or John Morant. And it's much closer, I think, much closer call than you would have thought on draft night. And Ja's been fantastic and will be fantastic. And there's, you know, lots of reasons Ja may turn out to be much better for this community than Zion would have been. But if you watched last night, it was pretty clear why one went to one. You know, like, Zion was an unstoppable force last night. Zion was what he was imagined to be on draft night last night. That's what Zion was. He was like, you got to be kidding me. I've never seen humans move like this. It was the same way you sort of reacted when you saw LeBron James the first time move. Like, he's that big and he can do that. That seems impossible. And that's what it was like with Zion last night. Now, there's lots of reasons, again. And Ja was damn good himself last night. And one of the things that's so frustrating, of course, as a Grizzlies fan is – what happened last night is not representative of the larger reality. The Ja won Rookie of the Year, not Zion. The Grizzlies had the better record in the regular season last year. The Grizzlies had a better record in the bubble last year. And the Grizzlies have the better season record right now. So it's particularly frustrating that you then get this game where they're just demolished and they don't look close, because that is not representative of the larger reality of where these franchises are.
Yeah, with Zion last night. The thing is, he looked like it last night, but it wasn't just like last night. It's a run now. He was 13 of 16 from the field against the Grizzlies. Before that, 10 of 20 from the field against the Pistons. Before that, 14 of 15 from the field, 93.3% against the Mavericks. 12 of 18 against the from the field against the Bulls. I mean, this dude is averaging 25.7 rebounds, and his player efficiency rating is now 26.41. That's seventh in the NBA. I mean, like, Zion Williams is having an all-star season as a second-year player, which is, you know, an unusually great thing to do.
Oh, he was tremendous. He was tremendous. And I don't even really hate him. Like, I can't hate him. Like, he seems like a good guy. It's kind of fun to watch a guy that beefy move that well. You know, it's just, he is fun to watch. I don't know how you stop him. Grant Hill was saying last night that the Grizzlies should drop off him. And listen, whatever they were doing didn't work. So dropping off him. But the thing is, if you drop off him, he just gets up ahead of steam and blows by you. I don't know that there is a way to get him to settle for jump shots when he can get to the rim when he wants to anyway.
I'm talking to Jeff Cockentaro, 92.9 FM ESPN. So that is that. It's in the past. Grizz are now 11-12. Quick turnaround. They got a game scheduled to start in less than 3 hours. I believe I saw on Twitter, as I'm trying to talk live on radio, that the Thunder have landed, but, like, they weren't. At 3 o'clock, they had not even left Oklahoma City. This is crazy. Like, an NBA team got a game in 5 hours, and they're in Oklahoma, and they got to play it in Memphis, Tennessee. So,
and they got to fly through a blizzard. And they got to fly through a blizzard and then drive through a blizzard to get to the arena.
What if the Thunder, before they went to FedEx Forum, decided to go to Quinn's house to go kneeboarding?
Yes, exactly. I would advise against it. I would advise against it. No, yeah, it is kind of nutty. I mean, they pushed it back. That's why it starts at 8. You know, they got it starting at 8 to give them a little bit more relaxation. No fans in the stands either, which makes all the sense in the world. Why would you have fans in the stands tonight?
Yeah, you don't. I think this was smart and I think responsible by the Grizzlies. I think most people are, I wonder if they were allowing fans, how many would actually go. But you don't want to do anything to encourage people to get out on the roads right now. So by saying we're not going to allow you here tonight, any temptation that might exist, it rips it away.
I think that's right. For them, and then honestly, you also don't have to bring your employees in. You have to have some employees to staff the arena, but not as many. You know, you need ushers, you don't need whatever. So you don't have your employees coming in, smashing into things on their way either. And if I were driving someone right now, I mean, it really do mean, like, you don't have a window in there. I have a window right now, and it is really seriously coming down. So who knows what it will be like, even if you could get to FedEx Forum, who knows what it will be like on the way home.
Like, and even if you're trying to get to FedEx Forum, you could end up like running over a skier.
You could end up running over a skier. Yes.
That's not usually
not your normal danger in Memphis. Usually
in Memphis, you have to worry about getting shot at while you're driving. Now you have to worry about avoiding cross-country skiers
on the bright side, we don't have any examples of sledders being shot at this point. Like just random, you know, like 240. You know, letters being shot.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. I'll be shocked if we don't get a gunfight erupted.
It's good we can laugh about it. Yes.
No, I would assume at some point somebody's going to get shot on their sled. It'll be a road rage incident rooted in sledding. So, things just crazy.
We have nine. This is sixth straight day of below freezing temperatures. The record is nine. And the feeling is that we will tie the record but not break it. Would you like us, given that it's a record and records are made to be broken, would you like us to break the record and go for 10 straight days below freezing, or would you just as soon it stop at nine?
I'm going to root for my own interest. I'm ready for this to be over.
I'm sorry.
I've had enough. I can't even get an appliance person to my house. By the way, I'm being serious right now.
Are you running out of stuff? Are you running out of provisions?
No. The good thing about – the awful thing about having as much stuff as we have is that it's always everywhere. Like, we have so many blankets that my kids like to build tents, and they don't just pull one blanket out. They pull them all out. So, like, then I have to, put up 100 blankets every other day.
Yeah, but you don't go through the blankets. You don't use a blanket and say, there goes that one. I need to we're running low on blankets, honey. Whereas you could on milk, eggs, coffee, toilet paper, mac and cheese, pizza. You could run low on any of that stuff. John Martin had literally the power of radio. He came on my show and said he was short diet. He'd run on a diet Dr. Pepper, and a listener, Cullen, who we know, showed up at his damn door with Diet Dr. Pepper, because he's, like you, has not left his house. There's nothing that you all are running short of.
No, we're good, except last Saturday, our dryer stopped drying. it's the heating element or the thermal fuse. I've done enough research, because it comes on and it's still like tumble, boom, 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 boom. But it will not heat. So it's a very inexpensive part. I see it on Amazon, but I can't put it on. I don't know how to do it. And
Amazon
so,
isn't delivering now either.
I know. No. Even Amazon was like, we can't get you the part till Sunday.
Amazon's do that. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So I've called every appliance. I can't even get them to, like, return my call. Like, you would think, hey, you work on dryers.
I hate to say this, GP. You shouldn't even call them.
Really?
They're dealing with people who don't have heat now.
Yeah.
They're trying to deal with people who don't have heat.
Well, I can't dry my clothes.
Wait your turn.
I think you just got to hang them, GP.
I want to
hang them.
Hang them in the snow? What are you talking about?
No, you gotta hang them. If you hang them in the snow, they're going to freeze. You got to hang them in the house.
Why are you changing your clothes anyway? Why are you changing your clothes anyway? I've been wearing the same thing for at least a week.
I'm a clean individual. I take multiple showers a day.
I know you are. And then you don't put the same clothes on? Do you wear multiple sets of clothes a day?
Yes. Yes. God. Every day.
How many pair of underwear do you wear on a given day? Just a regular day, not like
here's the thing.
This is
a trick question. I wear basketball shorts every day, so I don't even wear underwear. I just wear basketball shorts.
That's great.
I wear pajama pants. I wear pajama pants and basketball shorts every day.
Okay, how many basketball shorts do you wear every day? The same ones? You put the
I could put the same ones back on. I can wake up in the morning, take a shower, put on basketball shorts, go take a mid-afternoon shower, put on the same basketball shorts. I can do that, okay. but I change shirts every time.
But you change the shirt every time, right.
Yeah.
So you go through three shirts a day.
On average. But they're all those white T-shirts that I told you to buy. I have 50 of them. So I'm fine. I'm not running out of things.
What's the problem, then?
I just want my stuff to be clean and dry. I'm tired of looking at the laundry.
We all have certain hardships right now, GP. You know, some people are without homes. Other people are without heat. You know, all of your T-shirts aren't clean. That's, you know, right up with the other ones.
People in Austin, Texas.
Burst water pipes, flooded homes, whatever
else.
Dude,
these videos of these people's pipes burst in their house. Oh,
it's unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievable. Awesome. But, like, you know what? At least their clothes are all dry. You know?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that's true.
How about this? They could even if their pipes burst and their clothes get wet,
still dry their clothes.
They can dry them. I can't do that.
Call up one of those people, ask if you can drop one over. Kelly, I'm sure, could be willing to go out and sell it.
she'll drive anywhere. She'll drive anywhere to get it. She doesn't care. Let me start over. If you or somebody you know is an appliance person who works on dryers, if they have other things to do that are more important than working on a dryer, please go do that first. But if they ever get to the point, at any point tomorrow or the next day, where they're like, you know what, I don't have anything to do, and it's safe to drive.
And I mean, I am in Mississippi anyway, right, Hernando area. Yeah. I'll go fix GP's dryer element.
Yeah, and I'm not asking for, like, whatever you charge, I'll pay it. I'm not asking for, like, some kind of hook. Like, whatever you charge, I'm happy to pay it. I'll give you cash. I just need to be able to dry my clothes. It's getting
frustrating. Okay, let me negotiate for these people. Will you pay double?
I'm getting to the point. I don't want to be taking advantage of.
No, I'm just joking, right?
I don't, you know, no. but I do want my stuff to dry. You know, I want my stuff to dry. I've let the message. Somebody tweeted me to call a certain place. I don't want to say the place because I don't want to be I'm not trying to damage anybody's business.
Careful.
But there is a place that is like gets great reviews. I called them twice. And they took down my information twice, phone number, everything. They won't call me back. It's like a girl that I'm trying to date, but she won't return my phone calls. I'm like, it's Gary again, you know, 901-230. And it's like, okay, we'll have so-and-so call you right back. I just sit there, look at my phone all day long. Clothes can't dry, just staring at my phone. Wet-ass clothes.
Well, you'll have the Grizzlies to distract you tonight. And you can look out the window and watch it still fall. It's still falling. Ever since you called me, it is still falling.
Oh, as soon as this show's over, it's very easy to start distracting myself. I wake up the next day and I'm like, I still can't dry anything. This is so awful. And I understand every problem I have. Literally every problem I have is a small problem, but like, I just want to dry. I do like not being able to dry your clothes is a problem.
Not having a dryer is a pain in the neck. Not having a dryer would be worse than not having a dishwasher. Because if you had a dishwasher, particularly in this weather, you actually could in the summer hang your clothes out on a line, and you wouldn't be a barbarian if you did that. People do that. But in this kind of weather, if you didn't have a dishwasher, you can still wash your dishes by hand. You can't really dry your shirts by hand. So
you're not supposed to be washing your dishes right now.
You can't wash dishes?
No, MLG&W has asked us not to.
Why?
Yeah, because they want us to conserve water.
So many water pipes have burst that the water pressure is low all over the city. So they want you to conserve water as much as possible. That is true. I didn't realize they'd asked you not to wash your dishes.
I mean, they're asking you to hand wash them instead of running the dishwasher.
Well, sure hand washing like takes much less water? We do a study on that.
MLG&W, they seem to be the experts. So I imagine. If that's what they're saying, they also said that when you shave, you should know when you drip the water, which are dripping, so they don't freeze their faucets, freeze their pipes. They should save that water and use that water to shave with, rather than running the whole time while you shave. That's another one way we conserve water. Just one thing.
feel like we're living in a third world country now.
I thought this was a really cold
third world country. I thought this was America, where we could just run all the water we wanted. What happened?
I would suggest to you, if you look at our elections, Gary, mm-hmm. if you look at our water supply, if you look at our electric supply, it's possible it's no longer America.
Should I have my water faucets dripping?
Yeah, I don't know how many. This is something we didn't ever do this in Buffalo, but it's possible because the house was built better. But here they do tell you that if you should drip your water fountains so there keeps a little flow going through them so the pipes don't freeze. Now, I don't know if that's so. Do you know, Bennett? Is it one? Is it three? Is it half of them? Is it all of them?
So I actually know people who were dripping their faucets but didn't drip one of them. And you're supposed to do a little bit of hot, little bit of cold. Like, you know, and it's just a drip.
You have two different things, yeah.
Right. And so I know someone who's pipes froze.
Pipe first anyway?
They didn't bust. They froze because they didn't drip a little bit of hot and a little bit of cold on, like, their bathtub or something like that. But they were dripping their sinks. So, yeah, I think you're supposed
everything?
To do every. I think you're supposed to do
See, we
everything.
Don't know. Here's the truth, matters. We don't know what
we
we're
don't
talking
know.
About.
Right, right.
We don't know. Let's admit to the people.
Yeah, I try to sound smart. I mean, come on.
If someone who tweets in right now knows what they're talking about, Gary, read that, because we do not know what we're talking about. Colin, who rescued John earlier, said you should run water out of the ones on the north side of the house. I had to stop and figure out what the north side of my house, but I know what it is. So, like, on the north side of my house. So I really don't know the right answer for this. And I think it's important when we don't know anything. In sports, I don't normally confess when I don't normally think. But with the real life, I try to tell people that I don't know anything.
I'm just going to turn all my stuff on.
Now, I do know for a fact that you don't – you know, they were saying when we were in the single digits to do, like, a little bit of a stream. But now they're saying because we've gone back up to double digits that you just have to drip your faucets.
I'm going stream.
And not do stream.
You're going full stream.
Hey, which you conserve water.
I don't do anything half-assed, Bennett.
Okay.
I'm going full stream. I got a tweet from Leslie. She said Kelly can drive all your clothes out to Cordova. You can dry them there. She's ready to drive right there. Since Kelly's so anxious to drive everywhere in the middle of a blizzard, just go to Cordova and dry her clothes at Leslie's house. What a mess. All right, turn your faucets on, Jeff. Don't run into that disaster.
Take
care of your dogs. I saw a man got arrested in Texas today.
Yeah, for
he
what?
He left 8 dogs outside. They got buried in the snow.
And
he got arrested and charged with a crime because he didn't take care. Provide shelter for his dogs.
You're saying my dogs are in the car? Would I get arrested for keeping my dogs in the car? My dogs right now are in my kitchen right here. They don't. But they actually, I really believe that I could put my dogs outside all night and they'd be fine because they're like made for this. But it is too bad to think there are people out there who think dogs will be fine outside that are not, you know, covered in fur like my dogs are. Your dog should be inside in this weather like this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If you have dogs, bring them inside. And if you have dryers that work, be appreciative and let me know. If you like live within a 2 miles, I might just show up with a big basket of soaking wet white T-shirts. All right, I'll see you later.
See
you. Bye-bye. Okay, Lexi says we're going to drip everything, including hot.
Yeah, I knew I was right. You got to do it because those are different pipes. So yeah, you got to do a little bit on each side.
Okay, I'm gonna drip everything, Bit Bennett.
Yeah, drip everything. You don't want frozen pipes. I know people who have them, and that is no joke. Especially if they bust, then you're just screwed, and your house is gonna get soaking wet.
This is a nightmare. What happened? What happened?
I don't know. It is really nice to look at, and it was fun, but like, it's about time to get past this thing.
Dude, I remember when you could. Go to Walgreens. You didn't have to wear a mask, and you didn't have to drip your faucets. Look, what are we living through right now?
It's historic. That's why I was rooting for the whatever straight day because I like that. I want the history.
We're in the middle of the dumbest pandemic I've ever seen, and a snowfall unlike anything I've ever seen, at least in the Memphis area.
What's next?
What do you think's next, Bennett?
I really don't want to think about that. I don't know.
I don't know. Good Lord, we'll be back in a second.
Win it before you can buy it. Thursday, Brian Regan tickets to see the comedian, limited seating at the Renaissance Convention Center on April 7th. Win it before you can buy it. Thursday at 10:25. He's been called the funniest stand-up comedian. Entertainment Tonight calls him your favorite comedian's favorite comedian. Listen to the Jeff Calkins Show for Writer Than Right trivia Thursday around 10:25 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast to watch your next-gen Grizzlies Friday, February 19th at 7 p.m. when they take on the Detroit Pistons. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
Jerry reached out to Josh Hystal to get his Cairo home sold. Since Josh's aggressive marketing is unbeatable, that home, Jerry's home, sold in just a few days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hystal. He's got a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you. And understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hystal. 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Matty Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
It's time to start placing smarter bets, more profitable bets. If you're an experienced sports bettor or someone who's just starting out, BetQL is here to help us all become better bettors. BetQL runs hundreds of thousands of simulations and rates each potential bet on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. 1 star? Maybe skip that game. 5 stars? That's like a big green light telling you to go. Look, you wouldn't torture your stomach with a 1-star restaurant. Don't do it to your wallet. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. We're talking about real, proven analytics here. Not some hot takes from a random guy online. BetQL's computer model analyzes every bet every day to find you the best opportunities. Pro and college games, football, basketball, and more. You can sort by sport or choose from a list of the best bets available right now in real time. So before sitting down to watch your favorite sports, see if the data backs up your betting instincts. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Truck month going on. Bucks, we're going to take care of you and your family. Be sure you get the best incentives available. 0% financing on new Ram trucks. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives 4 tires at a time.
This season's hottest collection is dropping to a dinner table near you. Meet the new Golden Standard, Church's new Texas Tenders, accessorized with butterfly shrimp. Snag your Texas Tenders and shrimp meal for just $5. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so
So you order the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Brands and computers. The place to look is Cooper Systems. It's over the Mount Moriah Office Park. They got brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Big savings on the biggest names in computers, including, yes, Apple. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems, usually for less money than you can get them at the Apple store. Just got to give them a call, 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems, 360-9679. You don't have to punch a bunch of numbers on your phone in an automated system. You want to talk to Lee Cooper? You can talk to Lee Cooper. You want to talk to Lauren Cooper? You can talk to Lauren Cooper. You can talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems and tell them what it is you need a computer to do. Are you a gamer? That's a different computer than if you're just playing around with Facebook and YouTube. A gamer, you might need to spend a few $1,000s on a computer. But if you're just spreading lies on Facebook and watching videos on YouTube, emailing every once in a while, you do not need a $1,000 computer. A few hundred dollars on a computer will get you a machine that does what you need it to do. Cooper Systems, they'll get you something that's perfectly suited for you. If it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you. 360-9679, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. A Big Bennett, Big Ben Bennett, an Oklahoma City Thunder beat writer, is reporting that the Thunder have landed safely in Memphis, Tennessee. So they are in the greater Memphis area in advance of tonight's showdown with the Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum. It is scheduled for 8 o'clock, not 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Jessica Benson will have pregame at 7:30. So it appears we're going to go off as scheduled, provided the bus can make it from the airport to FedEx Forum, and I assume that it can. But it is a wild development. The Thunder landed in Memphis around 5 o'clock for a game that's going to tip off around 8 o'clock.
Well, let's go. You got to take advantage. It is kind of fun, like, not fun if you lose, but coming off such a bad performance last night and giving up 144 points to be able to turn right back around and play again in a winnable game tonight, like, you can get some good vibes back.
There's no question. Like, you talk to coaches of any sport, what they will tell you is after not just a loss, but a, you know, humiliating loss on national television
for sure,
31 points to a team with a losing record, you want to get back on the court as quickly as possible. For the Grizzlies, it's, you know, less than 24 hours after that game went final last night. And to your point, yeah, it's not like they got pounded, embarrassed by the Pelicans last night, and now the Clippers are in town. It's the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
You're 7-point favorites, and they just landed 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, you really got to get this one. I mean, if you, like you said, we talked about it yesterday. Like, if you want to go 3-2 over this 5-game stretch, like, this is one you got to get.
If you're going to go 3-2 in this 5-game stretch that started last night over a 7-day span, you can't lose the one you're favored to win by 7.
No, not at all.
You know, because you're going to be underdogs in two of the next three.
Yep.
After this. So you can't lose the one where you're favored by 7. The Grizz are 7-point favorites tonight. The total is 227.5. And when I looked at Vegas Insider earlier, for whatever it's worth, like 89% of the money was coming in on the Thunder.
Because
a lot of Thunder backers.
I think just because of last night, right? You see the Grizzlies gave up 144 points. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I hope somebody shows that. Yo, they usually have 92.9 on inside FedEx Forum, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, Ja!
Yeah, please look at that.
Ja! It's GP! Ja!
GP, listen up. I was looking earlier. You guys are favored by 7 tonight. And 89% of the public is backing the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Dang. Disrespect.
That's disrespectful to you, the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year. Take it personally.
Please.
Cover the number. Grizzlies Thunder coming up at 8 o'clock. You'll be able to listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be back with dinner to go.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big. Nah, let me try that again.
Big.
Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
All 75 months at 3.04%. Mirage MH002682, MSRP 16865, G4 MHF01572, MSRP 18360, Outlander Sport MU004915, MSRP 24740. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Ready, set, start your new year with a new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi on Covington Pike. Get the hatchback hero in 2021 Mirage. $12,342 or $129 a month. 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 41 mpg highway, $13,997 or $149 a month. And jumpstart your journey in 2021 Outlander Sport, $17,938 or $199 a month. And these are not leases. You own your new ride. Plus, you get Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DSC. There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/entercom, DollarShaveClub.com/entercom, and visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
We've all dealt with the headache of windshield damage. Small cracks become big cracks, two cracks become four cracks. The next thing you know, cracks are all you see. Then comes the fun part. Where do I go to get it fixed? The answer? Nowhere. They came to me. I called the folks at Eden Auto Glass. They gave me the best in quality windshield repair, a killer quote, and they fixed me up that day. They even took care of the window tint that I've been meaning to install. Look them up at EdenAutoGlass.com. Do what I did. Get your free quote and let them see your crack. That's EdenAutoGlass.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy.
New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. Now, you don't have to drink it straight. Just saying, if that's the way you like it, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And I swear to you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And the reason is because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can spend more money on bottles of vodka if you want to. I used to, if I'm being honest. But then I found a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And I said, well, that was a stupid thing for me to be doing. You can get big bottles of New Amsterdam, most places, less than $20. So that's what I'm going to do. So that's what I do. They got flavored vodkas as well. Lemon, coconut, watermelon's the newest flavor. If your local store doesn't have the flavor you want, ask them to get it. They can get it for you. They got to make a gluten-free vodka, New Amsterdam does. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. It's got a brown label. Ask for it by name next time you're in a restaurant, liquor store, or bar. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff about when to drive, when not to drive, what to do with our faucets. Big Bet Bennett, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
So as I'm doing this stupid show from my house, my wife says that our oldest son no longer has water in his bathroom.
Oh,
it appears that his
no.
pipes are frozen. What do you do about that?
Okay, so I've heard, now they're not, obviously they haven't bust, so that's good because you would have water leaking everywhere. I've heard people use blow dryers to, yeah. So like, I guess you get like a blow dryer and try to like stick it up like the faucet of the bathtub or whatever and try to get that going.
Okay, sounds reasonable.
I've heard people say blow dryers. Try a blow dryer and then get back to me tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'm going to try a blow dryer, I guess. Or I'm going to order somebody else who lives in this house to try a blow dryer. But we're dripping everything else. Per recommendations, we are dripping everything else right now. We're trying to do our best. We've talked a lot about Grizzlies. We'll talk about Grizzlies here in just a second again with the game getting ready to tip off at 8 o'clock. But it is a significant sporting event tonight. Down in Australia, and it involves not basketball, it involves tennis. It's the Australian Open singles women's semifinals, Serena Williams against Naomi Osaka. It is the biggest sporting event happening tonight. Serena stuck at 23 Grand Slam singles titles. She's only the 10th seed in this event. She's 39 years old.
Yeah.
She's not supposed to be in this position, but here she is after upsetting the second-ranked woman in the world, now playing Naomi Osaka, the third-ranked woman in the world. Naomi, of course, a three-time Grand Slam winner. She's 2-1 all-time against Serena. She was, in recent years, ranked number one. So Serena's an underdog tonight, but if she wins somehow, she is then just one win away from getting her 24th Grand Slam single final, which would tie Margaret Court for the most all-time. Does Serena need that to be considered the GOAT? No. She is already considered the GOAT of women's tennis. But if she gets to 24, I know that's a number that's been important to her. She's expressed as much. And so tonight is a really, really high stakes and awesome thing. It is the sporting event tonight I am looking most to, and it starts at 9 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN2.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Okay, so we'll keep this local. We'll go Thunder Grizzlies. And I got a call from Eric Hasseltine during the break. He's on his way to FedEx Forum.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the Thunder buses were right beside him.
Okay,
so they're still not at FedEx Forum.
Man, we got to get this one.
They were near the airport like 5 minutes ago. So
these dudes are going to hop off the bus, warm up, and play a basketball game. Like, you got to get this one if you're the Grizzlies.
Dude, they landed in Memphis at 5, around 5. They just left the airport 10 minutes ago.
And you know how much traveling takes out of you? Like, you need a second to, like, sit down and decompress afterwards.
Yeah, it would be like if it, I mean, it wouldn't be like, because it's a basketball game and it's very different than talking on television. But I would tell you, in the times where I've had to fly to New York, go to the hotel, drop my stuff off, and go straight to the studio, or just go straight to the studio. I had to do that in Atlanta one time. When I did the Selection Sunday show with Charles and Ernie, I was in New York the night before. Had to take an early flight out of, or, you know, mid-morning flight out of New York, go to Atlanta, car picks me up, and I go straight to the Turner studio for a production meeting, and then we're on TV. And it's like, yo, I ain't even had time to breathe.
Right.
Man. I'm tired. I would have liked to have gone to the hotel, take a shower. It's just, it is different. Like, when you don't get a chance to do something else between the travel and what it is you're there to do, it's a different feeling. And so this is obviously less than ideal for the Thunder, but if you're the Grizzlies, don't apologize for it. Just go take advantage of it. 7-point favorites. Total is 227.5. Tip is scheduled for 8 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it. Eric Hasseltine on the call right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
All right, Big Ben Bennett. I've been seeing this over and over again, So I just finally decided to bring it up. The Masked Dancer is on Fox tonight at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Now, I think we started with The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got The Masked Dancer, too? I mean, this is a new thing. We do primetime, weeknight television, let's just put people in masks and do things?
Yeah, I never got on board with this. In fact, I never watched an episode, so I don't really understand the phenomenon, but somebody likes it if they made a little spinoff.
I guess. But, like, I guess.
Do we really care who it is? I'll just find out tomorrow.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I did watch The Masked Singer one time, and you do kind of oddly get interested in it.
Like, who could this be?
I watched it enough to know I am never watching this again.
Okay.
But while I was watching it, I couldn't turn it off, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because once I was in it, I was like, now that person does sound familiar. Who is that? And then I wanted to see who it was. And then I just realized I cannot invest an hour of my life every week into watching this stupid show, so I'll never get involved again. But once I was involved, I was involved. I couldn't walk away. Masked Dancer strikes me as a little different. Like, am I going to be able to watch somebody dance in a mask and go, ooh, I recognize that dancing? What?
No.
I mean, I can't do that.
No.
So what are we doing here?
I think we're just trying to milk the phenomenon for all it's worth.
All right. It's on 7 o'clock on Fox if you want to watch it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Well, I told you earlier I led the top 25-1 with Arkansas. Now 7-1 past 8 games, up to 19 in the top 25-1. I wrote about 300 words on how Eric Musselman has built this team specifically and how it's very similar to how he built his great Nevada team. So if you haven't read that yet, go find it, cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Thursday. Hopefully we'll be talking about a Grizzlies bounce back win. Hopefully it'll stop snowing. Hopefully. Hopefully we'll all keep our electricity, and hopefully none of our pipes will burst. And
good luck, everyone.
My dryer will get fixed.
You might have to wait a few more days on that one.
Bennett.
Good luck.
I work too hard to not be able to dry my own clothes. You know?
Yeah. No, I get it.
I work too hard. I've come too far to reach a point where I can't dry my own clothes.
Yeah. Good luck, GP.
It'll be fine. Yeah. You know, no matter what happens, it'll be fine.
And good luck with that bathroom, man. I'm nervous for you now.
Yeah, it's always something, big.
Yeah.
It's always something. Enjoy your night. I'm going to try to enjoy mine in all seriousness. So I'll be careful. Try to stay safe. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
station.
Don't let yourself get frostbite when your heater goes out. Call my guys at Opox AC and Heating Services, offering 15% off first-time repair.
Keeping you and your family warm this winter, visit opox.com. That's OPACHS.com. Opox Heating and Air.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with a 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger SST, $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All this finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.19 APR. Journey, LT 296053, MSRP 26860. Latitude MD 168760, MSRP 27805, 1500, LS 156730, MSRP 35185, Challenger, MH 58158, MSRP 31160. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience, plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. You know the seasons are changing and spring is almost around the corner. Give us a call today at 388-0852 or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com to get the best.